You are M.
I was having a look on eBay and I was just thinking, well, what can I do with something made with choc sock? And I knew it was Valentine's Day coming up. And I kind of thought, well, there's a lot of dodgy things you can do with chocolate. So I went onto eBay and typed in chocolate and Valentine's. And you'll never guess what I found.
I don't know.
Have a look at this. It's strip chocolate checkers. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Intrigued? I'm sure you are. Well, we'll be playing strip chocolate checkers live on URN after this by Richard Ashcroft. This is URN Student Radio for Nottingham. We're playing at Strip Chocolate Checkers live on the radio. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is. I actually bought this game on eBay this week. And I turned up at her house with my housemate Jenny. And the woman's kids were there. And when I said, can I have the chocolate sex game, please? She wasn't too impressed. And this week's alternative news involves John Prescott deciding to race some school children and ending up pulling a muscle. But the best thing about it is he said he felt like an absolute twit because he goes to the gym every week. Well, I had a look on the internet and there doesn't seem to be any pubs in the Hull area called the gym. According to BBC News website, a Sudanese man has been forced to take a goat as his wife because he was caught trying to have sex with the animal. The goat's owner, Mr. Alafi, caught the man and said, when I asked him, what are you doing there? He fell off the back of the goat and he captured him and tied him up. But according to him, the couple are still together. You're listening to URN at Student Radio for Nottingham. That's The Automatic with Monster.
Now, as you know, we are going to be playing tricks on Ian because we have got the key to the clamp on his car.
Oh, yes.
Your first challenge, go into the ladies' toilet and buy yourself a naughty vend.
I placed £3 in the machine. And what happened, guys? The alarm went off.
Ian.
No.
Why not go speak to the bar?
Back.
No, it's okay. Go up to the bar. Say, look, I was going to buy a naughty vend because I'm a dirty pervert. And it swallowed up my change.
Yeah, it was.
Right, Ian, I've got a better idea. Why don't you put me on the phone to the barman and I'll tell him what happened?
The latest campus, Nottingham and student news.
Student radio for Nottingham.
This is The Pulse.
Good afternoon on the last day of term. I'm Mike Young and this is The Pulse, bringing you all the campus Nottingham and student news.
This is The Pulse.
Tonight is no normal evening. In an unprecedented move, Nottingham's premier and luxury nightclub, Ocean, you heard me right, Ocean, are having a ticketless evening. To prevent a potential riot from bloodthirsty clubbers, Ocean Entry will work on a first-come, first-served basis. Also, and more excitingly, Ocean will be open from 8. Yes, 8. One more time, 8 p.m. That's 7 hours of sweaty, cheesy, sticky, dirty, scummy fun. And you love it. An insider source told me, off the record, that the Baywatch theme might be played twice. Yes, twice. I can hear your excitement. I can feel your fear. What if I don't get in? But don't worry, stay calm. ISIS are having buses to stand by to take you from one sweat pit to another. So either way, you'll get the opportunity to stand beyond the boundaries of normal social conduct with a complete and utter stranger.
And in front of me, I have a profile on Mike Young.
Oh, God.
We fast-tracked you straight to the audition process tomorrow in Nottingham.
Oh, God.
How did it go?
They were laughing a lot. I believe at one point, Joe Wiley, who was nice to me, as you asked her to be, was covering her ears.
That's just rude.
However, I've got a few words for you, Edith. What? I kind of feel you might have sabotaged me. Scott Mills turned around to me and said, Mike, are you a closet homosexual? So I spoke to him afterwards, and I've got a little clip here for you. Have a listen to this.
She was kind of hinting that you might be a closet homosexual, which is why I said that tonight.
Edith, what are you
There's
doing to me?
There's only one reason why Scott asked you that question. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, he said it was you.
No, that's not true.
Unbelievable.
Mike, you're an absolute star.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.